This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Katie Hendrickson, host of Note with Katie Hendrickson. Happy August.
Thank you. I can't believe it's August.
I can.
And it's going to be September before we know it.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Sorry, I didn't want to scare you.
And after that, October.
And then.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Let's see. You want to talk about the Sunday Symphony first?
Sure. Yeah.
I should mention, of note, is on 8 to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday night at 91.3, 9 to 11 a.m. on KUAF2. Sunday night, or the Sunday Symphony, which is on Sunday.
Yes. So I'm featuring an American composer named Jack Gallagher. He is Brooklyn-born. He ended up teaching at the College of Worcester in Ohio, and he teaches music and composition. But I had a chance to talk to him, and he's done a collaboration with the London Symphony Orchestra under Joanne Valletta. So we'll hear some of his symphonies, and we'll hear from the composer himself in the Sunday Symphony edition Above Notes. So that should be really fun.
Excellent. And he's on Naxos label, right?
Yes.
The same one that the Fort Smith Symphony records
on? Yes. So Naxos, which is like just this giant in classical recordings, has so much to offer. So Jack Gallagher is represented with the Naxos label.
Excellent.
And then speaking of, you mentioned Fort Smith Symphony. Mm-hmm. They've announced their season. And one of the guest performers is a Belfast-born pianist named Michael McHale. And he came in the studio this last year, actually. He was doing a concert, and it was called a classical outreach concert. He just came in and did a solo performance. Well, while he was here, he stopped in the studio, and I held on to the performance because I wanted to wait until everyone knew that he was going to be a performer at the Fort Smith Symphony. His performance is in May, but he performed in the Furman Gardner Performance Studio, lots of lovely little pieces, and I had a chance to talk with him. He also did this really amazing album in 2017 with the brothers, the McHale brothers. It's works for flute, clarinet, and piano. So I'm going to play from that as well. They did this really cool, it's all compositions that they commissioned. So they're very new compositions. One's called Portraits of Langston, which I've played before, and it's off Langston Hughes poems. And Mahershala Ali is the narrator of Langston Hughes poems. And
who was then, just living
yes,
here.
Yes. All these ties.
Right.
So I'll probably play that piece because it's a very beautiful piece of music, and we'll also have it in studio from the Furman Gardner Performance Studio of Michael McHale and an interview that's coming up this week. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is there's this really energetic cellist named Christian Davis Serrano Torres, and he's actually I featured he was performing as a duo with pianist Sophia Bauer, who some of us know as someone who's been on the radio here at KUAF, mm-hmm. and she's also performed for my Trillium Salon series. Well, he is doing solo work now, and he went to Iceland, actually. I know. I was like, Kyle, we have to talk to Kyle about Iceland.
Because he's obsessed.
But Christian, he decided he was going, he raised enough money to go to Iceland, and he had a whole production crew. They went to Iceland to film a, like, video for this original song.
Wow.
And so the video is out now, but he came into the studio, into my studio, and brought his cello and his little setup with it's like got electronic component. So there's a electronic component, and he plays cello, and it's like, so it's like going to be my first in studio session with a musician. And I actually captured video this time, so I'll be able to give you a video session from my studio.
Wow, and when you say your studio, not Furman Garner, but
yes.
Your studio.
Yes, because back in, it was about last April, I believe, mm-hmm. I had a studio built in my very own office, and it's very exciting, and I want to utilize it as much as possible, and so.
Do you have a name for this? I mean, like your studio session?
I think it's like the Arts Beat studio session.
Okay, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're doing the Arts Beat coverage. I have Sumner Coy and Daniel Carruth also doing some Arts Beat. So it's just an in-depth look at all the arts happenings here.
Wow, so Jack Gallagher is going to be on the show.
Yes.
A performance on the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway.
Yeah, you're so good with all the names. I didn't know who the Steinway was given by. So,
and then an Arts Beat. This is going to be a packed week.
It'll be great. But we're going. I need to hear. So to Iceland.
Yes.
Tell me why you're obsessed with Iceland. I know I was working here when you got to go to
yes.
Iceland. So,
yes.
But I want to know where this originated.
On MTV.
Okay.
Years ago.
Does it have to do with Bjork?
Of course. I was watching, this is when she was still with the band, the Sugar Cubes.
Yeah.
And she was interviewed, and I found her amazing, just her look and her sound. And then she was talking about what Iceland was. I hadn't really considered Iceland. Now, remember, this is like 1987. Coincidentally, I'm also a big fan of Team Handball. I realize I'm really sounding like an eccentric weirdo right about now. But Team Handball is one of my favorite sports.
Are you surprised?
I'm sounding like that.
I mean, I know I'm an eccentric weirdo, so I mean.
So I really like Team Handball, and it's usually only seen during the Olympics. Well, about 12 years ago, my weird obsessions combined when the Icelandic men's Team Handball team won the silver medal, you know, which was this Cinderella story. And so that coalesced, and then volcanoes and icebergs and beer and books, you know.
It just all your interests just came together. They collided.
And then, of course, in the summer, the sun never sets.
Yeah.
And I like that, too.
Because you love the summers.
I do.
Yeah.
I couldn't live there in the winter.
We are very different in that regard.
We'll get a timeshare. You can have it in the winter when the sun never comes up.
Well, I don't know. I'm not like, okay. Fall and spring are my favorite times of year.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. That's a very rational approach.
Yes.
All right. Of note, with Classical Music and Travelogue can be heard every Sunday through Thursday night from 8 to 10 on 91.3, every Sunday through Thursday morning, 9 to 11 on KUAF2. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Kyle.